Does research show significant differences between the way urban and suburban teens, black teens and white teens, boys and girls use social media?
There are differences. At one point in time, there was something called the digital divide between those kids who had access to social media, more suburban or wealthy children, versus children who really didn't have access to social media. I think now that has narrowed because we know that research shows that 3/4 of all children have smartphones. There also have been studies showing some differences between girls and boys. Girls tend to be on social media more than boys. There are differences. There are many studies that have, wonderful studies that have been done about use of social media on children. The problem I see with some of the studies is by the time they're released, they're almost outdated.
It's moving so fast.
Another type of social media has become the has come into vogue. So that's right. It's moving incredibly quickly.
For example, Instagram seems to have overtaken Facebook among young people.
Absolutely. I know children don't respond to email anymore. Email is sort of passe. They don't telephone, even though they have cell phones. They're not phoning friends. Yet, interestingly enough, the studies do show that children prefer face-to-face contact with their friends. So all other things being equal, they still do want to socialize personally, which I think is a great, great finding.
That's interesting because when we were talking about negative effects, I guess I expected one of you to say, and young people don't talk to each other anymore because they're so busy texting and Instagramming. But when given a chance, they still do talk to each other.
They still prefer that. At least that's what the studies show now. They may not be talking to their parents as much anymore because they're absorbed with social media at home. But another interesting finding of one of the studies was that children who are most negatively affected by social media or who feel worse say that they wish that their parents got off social media more. So they're sort of living with parents who are involved with heavily with social media, which I found was a very interesting result. But generally, children have more positive experiences than negative with social media, according to the studies.
It's going to be an interesting symposium. I appreciate your talking to us about it. Thank you.
Thank you very much.